Payphones are everywhere, and not many people realize that there are several kinds. Knowing the difference can get you free calls if you know a few tricks. COCOTs are payphones not operated by the RBOC, or regional Bell-owned company. COCOT is an acronym that stands for coin-operated, customer-owned telephone. Unlike the RBOC payphones, they generally run off a POTS line, or plain old telephone service. It's the same kind you have on your home phone. The most common method of obtaining free calls is the 800 number trick. But before going out in the field, try it at home to see if your central office returns a dial tone. The 800 number trick works like this. Dial any 800 number, and either tell them you got the wrong number,
sorry, wrong number,
or cover the mouthpiece and wait for them to hang up. When they do, stay on the line and be prepared to dial the first digit of the phone number you want to call. You will hear a silence, then a click, then dial tone from anywhere between half a second and as long as 16 seconds. All you need to do is get that first digit in, then dial the rest of your number at a leisurely pace. Some COCOTs will have security software that detects the dial tone. It'll disable the keypad and disconnect the line. To prevent this from happening, use the blowing technique. As soon as the other end hangs up, start blowing a steady stream of air into the mouthpiece of the COCOT. The white noise thus generated overloads the circuit so that it cannot detect the dial tone. Some COCOTs will totally disable the keypad, and in those instances, you'll have to use a pocket phone dialer. In rare instances, the COCOT will not accept a one digit followed by anything other than a zero, or it won't allow you to make local calls. To get around this, use 10X codes. They're called 10X codes because of their 10XXX format. Because COCOTs use the POT service, it's possible to beige box off their line. Follow the line out of the COCOT to a convenient spot to jack in, whether it's behind the phone using exposed wires, or behind the building at the junction box. Simply connect the red and green wires of your beige box to the red and green wires or terminals. More than just making free phone calls, you can hold the mute button down and listen in on other people's conversations, either to collect calling card or credit card numbers or just for fun.
Yeah, you got some of them big fucking knockers, eh? You mind if I fucking punch them around like I'm in a fucking gym? One of them sandbag fucking things? Yeah. I'll fucking whip them with my sausage, babe. Yeah, shit.
For calls that are going to last a while, beige boxing can look suspicious. After starting the call with your beige box, simply short out the line using a 470 ohm resistor. Then, run around the COCOT and pick up the handset. This technique fools the central office into thinking that the line is on hold and you're simply picking up another extension by getting on the COCOT. Different COCOTs will do different things. Some will allow free calls to information in any state without a trick. And some have hidden functions accessed by punching the star or pound keys and then a few numbers. The best way to get more information on COCOTs in your area is to go straight to the owners. To figure out who owns a COCOT, just look at the payphone itself. When you find their building, hit the dumpster for a treasure trove of information. For instance, at Payphone Inc., which runs some of the shittiest COCOTs I've ever seen and dominates the COCOT business in Rhode Island, we found a printout with the locations and phone numbers for all of their COCOTs, as well as billing statements from the phone company. This stuff gave us enough information to shut them all down or to add services like call forwarding, which opens up a ton of new possibilities for free calling. Also, if we wanted to, we could have obtained calling card numbers and changed their long-distance service.